Amém. Amém.
Amém.
Good afternoon. Once again, it's a blessing again that today I will be the one to share to you the word of God. I know Pastor Lee is here. I thought he's gonna do the preaching today. It's inspiring that our pastor is here and he can be with us to hear the word of God. And maybe after the preaching, again, talk later, whatever we have to improve, right? So, today, brothers and sisters, this is this topic that we have today is very important. So again, buti na din tayo yung mga walang mamimiss nila. Because this is very important. This is one of the important conversation of Jesus with somebody which has a very meaningful to our Christian life. Can you imagine, just a conversation can have an impact, or we can have a better understanding of Christianity, of our faith. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, di ba ito naman talaga yung hangad natin? Like every religion in the world, the goal was to go to heaven, right? Everyone is doing a lot of things right now. I remember a few years ago, friends of ours went to a temple of another religion, and they're so religious. You know, they read their books the whole night. They are very religious. Unfortunately, yung kanilang pagpapagod is useless, kasi good for us, we know where we are, we know the true faith, right? So, and it's been the preoccupation of humans for a long time, simula pa nung kapanahonan ng mga unang tao. They're always looking for God. They're always looking for ways to go to heaven. Paano ba makapunta sa langit? That is the question. And even ourselves, when we were young, we had our parents, and we were told, this is what you have to do. If you want to go to heaven, do this, right? Remember when we were kids? And of course, because we were kids and we want to save ourselves, and we want to, because we believe what they say is true, right? So we'll find what they say. So brothers and sisters, this is the problem, because people all over the world, when they were young, they were told that this is how you have to live your life, because this is the way that you will go to heaven. What if what is being taught is wrong, right? Kawawa naman sila. Buti na lang yung mga tama yung katuruan, di ba? How about those who, innocent people who are just being serious, sincere, in obeying God, and yet they did not realize na all their toil is useless. It goes down the drain. So today, brothers and sisters, the book that we will study is in the book of John. This is a rare opportunity that we see how Jesus communicate yung mga pag-usap sa kapwa nila, sa ibang tao, heart to heart. So, but in this rare conversation, brothers and sisters, we will gain a lot of things that is very important on ourselves, sa buhay natin. This rare conversation, Jesus was not outside preaching, but here, this is probably an intimate conversation with somebody and probably in the presence of John and a few disciples. Because brothers and sisters, when this was written, the book of John in chapter 3, which we will talk about, John was not part of the conversation. He was just writing down, probably he's one of the audience while they were talking to one another. And he was writing down what Jesus was saying and what the other person was saying. So today, brothers and sisters, we will study the book of John chapter 3, verse 1 to 21. So I would like to ask somebody to read the verses from chapter 3, John chapter 3, verse 1 to 21. So any volunteer? Ako naman. Okay, sister. So let us all stand and in reverence for the word of God, as Sister Lovella will read the verses. John chapter 3.
John chapter 3, verse 1 to 21. There was a man named Nicodemus, who was one of the Pharisees and an important Jewish leader. One night, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we know you are a teacher sent from God, because no one can do the miracles you do unless God is with you." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, unless one is born again, he cannot be in God's kingdom." Nicodemus said, "But if a person is already old, how can he be born again? He cannot enter his mother's body again. So how can a person be born a second time?" But Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, unless one is born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter God's kingdom. Human life comes from human parents, but spiritual life comes from the Spirit. Don't be surprised when I tell you, you must all be born again. The wind knows where it wants to, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where the wind comes from or where it is going. It is the same with every person who is born from the Spirit." Nicodemus asked, "How can this happen?" Jesus said, "You are an important teacher in Israel, and you don't understand these things? I tell you the truth. We talk about what we know, and we tell about what we have seen, but you don't accept what we tell you. I have told you about things here on earth, and you do not believe me. So you will not believe me if I tell you about things of heaven. The only one who has ever gone up to heaven is the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, the Son of Man must also be lifted up, so that everyone who believes can have eternal life in him. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not be lost but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. People who believe in God's sons are not judged guilty. Those who do not believe have already been judged guilty, because they have not believed in God's one and only Son. They are judged by this fact: the light has come into the world, but they did not want light. They wanted darkness, because they were doing evil things. All who do evil hate the light and will not come to the light, because it will show all the evil things they do. But those who follow the true way come to the light, and it shows that the things they do were done through God." That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Let us bow our heads and let us pray. Lord, thank you once again for this day that you have given us, and we come together to this place to study your word. May you guide us, Lord, as we read your word, Lord, and share it, O Lord. Make us not just hearers, but doers as well, Lord. Guide us, Lord, as we hear the message today, O Lord, that you will help us in our spiritual life. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us all be seated. So brothers and sisters, the person I was talking about was Nicodemus. So probably almost a bus ng Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a kumbaga sa ano, if you can find somebody who is very religious, and you will think this is God's man, that is Nicodemus. Because he's yung kanyang background, he is a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. They are very knowledgeable of the law, the Torah, or the Old Testament. And remember, nung palahon na yun, there's not much scriptures. It's hard to find. Siguro ang mga meron lang ng mga Torah or Old Testament are in the synagogues. Because they're so expensive. Unlike today, where you can just open your apps, right? And you can read the verse. But back then, it's so difficult.
Yes.
We were studying, and we were told that before, one Bible is so expensive that it cost probably $1,000. Because back then, people write every word by hand. And by people who are faithful, because there are few people who know how to read and write. So, yeah, it's so expensive, but we are so blessed because now we can find any verse in the Bible in the computer or in our Bible or in our apps, right? But unfortunately, even though we already have the chance, people still, you know, ignore it, which is so sad, right? So today, Nicodemus was kumpara natin yan, he's like a judge ng Supreme Court, because Nicodemus was a member of the Jewish Council, yung parang highest court nila, that will settle out every dispute or every law regarding how they will do things, religious things, so that it will be acceptable to them. So if you want to find anybody who is more so knowledgeable about the Old Testament, it is Nicodemus. Kasi nung panahon daw, people have to memorize verses because sabi mo, it's hard to have your own scripture. So it's so knowledgeable and probably memorize a lot of the books in the Old Testament. And he belonged to a group called the Pharisees, expert of God's law. So he's expert of God's law. Unfortunately, in the Jesus time, if we try to see the story in Jesus time, often the Pharisees were viewed as people who are proud because they think they know a lot. If there is any person that is closest to God, this will be the Pharisees. Baka sila. Bago yung mga ordinaryong tao, sila muna yung mawala. Kasi they are the most religious. And that was the mindset ng mga tao nun. The Pharisees mistakenly believed that God was pleased with them because of all their rules. That's what they think. But you know, Jesus said, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you certainly will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That was yung mga, usually mga conversation nila. So if you go back to verse 1 and 2, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Sa lahat naman ng oras, bakit by night? Some people think probably he just went to work, now he has to go home. So he went there by night. So there are some people with a lot of research by night. But according to people who study the Bible, they study and they have even other sources aside from the Bible. They say that Nicodemus went to Jesus by night because he was afraid. Because remember, he is a member of the Jewish ruling council. Because for the Jews, they are the ones, if anyone would like to ask something about God, sila yung dapat mapupuntahan. But in this case, brothers and sisters, Nicodemus go to Jesus because of what he have heard. And probably what he learned, yung natutunan niya. And dun sa, when they see each other, nagpunta siya kay Jesus, and Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. So brothers and sisters, Nicodemus knows about the Old Testament. He probably have an idea about the Messiah, and he had an understanding. Kumbaga, pagdating sa mga prophets, he knows a lot yung mga qualities ng prophets. But he was amazed of Jesus because of the things that he does, the miracles that he did, and the way he speaks. If you remember yung, siguro alam naman natin yung mga miracle niya. So remember, a man who has demon possessed, he can make that demon go away. He has that power. Or in some instance, we see how he made the blind see, blind for so many years. And he was able to see. And probably just remember the man who was paralyzed and he was able to walk. And a little girl who was dead and came back to life. And even his friend, Lazarus, if you remember, her sisters were already crying, and Jesus, if you only came here, maybe our brother is still alive. And you can already smell the stench of Lazarus. And yet Jesus called him and said, come out. And we see him come out and come back to life. So brothers and sisters, for me, probably Nicodemus heard about these things. And probably he thought to himself, how come this man can do this? He is no ordinary man because he can do these things. Only somebody who has God can do this. And so brothers and sisters, he went there. And that was, he commended Jesus. So probably he realized, I am a good man, I am a religious man, probably with Jesus will say to me, good, you're doing good. So I commend you for what you are doing, because you're doing things for God. But in verse 3, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. So brothers and sisters, that is so, the world just dropped on your head, because you know what, I've been doing this my whole life. I am going to the temple every day.
Yes.
I gave my tithes, I gave my offerings. The law of Moses was in my hand, and I know each one of them. And if anyone will go to heaven, then that was me. But here, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. So brothers and sisters, it is probably a lesson for us as well, right? Siguro ng mga bata pa tayo. I remember when I was a little boy, on Sunday we were preparing to go to church. And my sisters will tell me not to go to church because God will be mad at you when you go. Right? So we all have this people tell us that God is strict and so mad if you don't do something that you want you to do. And this is what Nicodemus is doing. This is his mindset. Yun yung kanyang, ano eh, yung kanyang, that is his brain. This is what you have to do, otherwise, you, God will not bless you. And so here, brothers and sisters, what Nicodemus did was to ask, surely, in verse 4, he said, surely you cannot enter your mother's womb a second time. Because he was thinking of the birth, right? So, siguro, alam siguro yung mga taong, yung mga mothers, right? They will understand. They will understand very well what it meant. And here, even Nicodemus understood na born again, so that means I will go back to my mom and be born again. But here, brothers and sisters, Jesus corrected Nicodemus because Nicodemus was thinking about the physical birth. Di ba?
Yes.
Pag na may nanganak, it's a physical birth. Because that's all what we think when it comes to giving birth, that's what we always think. But here, brothers and sisters, Jesus is not talking about the physical birth. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." So, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, you should be born of water. Now, there people have different opinion or the way they interpret this verse. Some say that probably it's the mother when he's gonna give birth, the water will break out. So that's probably the water. And some say it's probably the baptism. Well, the first one, if we can think of it, before somebody has to be saved, it has to be there. Kailangan ka panganak ka muna. You have to be born. Because if you weren't born, how can you be saved? Diba? So there must be the reality. You must be able to see it. But, and others would say it is the baptism because when we were baptized, we immersed ourselves in water. So that's probably what Jesus was talking about. Which is probably, yeah, that is one probably true. But brothers and sisters, there is one verse in the Old Testament which probably Nicodemus know. Alam niya kasi when verses Old Testament. In the book of Ezekiel, there is a verse there. If you go to Ezekiel, it's it's a verse which talk about water and the Spirit, where God said that one day. He would wash away the filth of their sin with water. Then God will put His Spirit inside of them to guide their hearts, to do what is right. So, brothers and sisters, in other words, the water signifies cleansing. Cleansing, right? You remember when we use water to cleanse ourselves? Remember that in the Old Testament, when the priests, when they go to the altar, they have to cleanse themselves with water. So, brothers and sisters, the water will probably signify the cleansing of ourselves. And the other one is the spirit, the spiritual word, which is what we need in order to enter the kingdom of God. Kaya nga, if you remember in the Old Testament, in the time of Paul, even Paul, Timothy as his son, spiritual son, right? And himself as the spiritual father. Because in that moment, Paul thought of Timothy as his son by spiritual words. Dahil sa kanyang, because of him being the guide to Timothy, para siya yung parang yung tatay mo. Then becomes the spiritual father. Probably, to show brothers and sisters yung what Jesus is saying, yung spiritual word, that what he is talking about. Amen?
Amen.
Because, and also because I remember when we have a Bible study and somebody asked me, can you be saved without being baptized? That was the question. And probably after you were there when I was during the Bible study, that you know you can be saved without being baptized, right? Because it is by accepting the Lord that you get the salvation, right? Now to clear this out, it is also important for us to be baptized. Mm-hmm. It is important to be baptized because we do not mean that because now we are saved, we don't want to be baptized. Because we follow what Jesus did in Matthew 3. In verse 15, Jesus replied, when John was trying to baptize him, and Jesus said, and John said, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. But Jesus said, let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. So brothers and sisters, we are doing baptism because we want to be obedient to God, right? As Jesus did. In other words, if we are Christians, we are supposed to be baptized because we want to obey God. Amen?
Amen.
And if we continue with the conversation, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, you must not be surprised by saying you must be born again. The wind blows whenever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes. From where it's going, so it is that everyone born of the Spirit. Right, brothers and sisters? We see, right? If we see the effects of the wind, right? So say if it's so hot, you just get a fan and you can feel it, but you don't see it. Or, diba yung mga bagyo? See the wind, you can see the wind, but it's strong, its force is very strong. So brothers and sisters, we see that once that we have the spiritual word, we see the change na in ourselves na di natin makita kung saan niya. Like myself, or yourself, or you can, or somebody you know, that how come this person is like this? The way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he does things is different from what after him accepting the Lord. How come he's so different? So, brothers and sisters, probably Jesus is saying here that you know when you get saved, you wonder where this is coming from. Because often we do things out of our experience. Some people become what they are because of what their previous experience are. Diba may mga experience tayo? How come you are so quiet, you don't speak so much? So kasi brother, nung bata pa ako, I tried to explain myself to my dad in school. After that, I became like this. So there are a lot of reasons. But for a person being born again, parang mag-wonder tayo dito. I remember, I think I already told you before, I have a classmate in elementary, he's a born again. And you know, when you were kids, you try to pamilolo ko siya, because he's born again. And you think, you probably think, well, probably they read too much of the Bible, so they read that. And we tried to make jokes, make fun of him, make jokes about him. But you know, this boy never get angry. He just smiled and tried to explain himself. And we all only wonder why. But I will not realize that after so many years, I will see for myself what it meant to me born again. How your life can change. Even myself, I can see the change in me. When I was not yet born again, I have things that I do that can't believe I do, even cannot speak. But praise be to God, because of that power from out of nowhere, which we know now, which comes from the Holy Spirit, change people. Amen. Isn't that amazing, brothers and sisters? And maybe you can attest in your own life how your life changed. Hindi ba naman, oh, si ano, dati magagalitin. Ngayon magagalitin pa rin. So what we are looking for, brothers, is, you know, a genuine change. It is the unseen Spirit of God that affects our lives. The fruit of the Spirit. The effects of being born again. Sabi nga sa Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love.